Ah, yes. A very little sweet summery waltz there to get us going tonight here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Good evening, friends. I'm your host, Mac, here for another hour sharing my little pile of Shellac Records 78s with you here today and the Grammyphone. We start off there with McKee's Orchestra, a 12-inch Victor 78 from 1916 entitled Riverside Bells Waltz. All right. So, variety show tonight. A lot of different material, a lot of different songs, and a lot of different artists. Next thing we're going to hear, sorry as I reach for a new needle. Next thing we're going to hear is a record from 1923. There's been a long period of immigration to the United States, and some people are starting to feel not that comfortable with it. You know, who are all these new people coming to this country? And culture is reflected in music. So in 1923, here are the sweet little Duncan sisters singing their version of the 1923 song, The Argentines, the Portuguese, and the Greeks. Yeah, that was all right. Their little, in the background, you could always hear, was that all right, was the little call that you always heard from the Duncan sisters. I don't know which one was the one who would always say that. Yeah. I was watching. By the way, their first names were Rosetta and Vivian. And one of their big shows that they did during the time was a musical version of Uncle Tom's Cabin called Topsy and Eva. How about that? For an idea for entertainment. Sounds about as bad as the producers, but that was a hit, right? Anyway, I was watching some of it on YouTube earlier today. It's about as appalling as you'd think it would look. The little girls, one little girl dressing as in blackface. Yeah. The Argentines, Portuguese, and the Greeks. Don't forget about the Armenians. Those are my people. Them too are taking up seats on the subway. And that's why you can't sit. Okay, continuing now with another girl group who were among the first successful all-female singing groups. This is the That Girl Quartet with a tune called Answer on a Victor 12-inch disc from 1911. Okay. Yeah. Sort of one of those ballady tunes. It's an interesting vocal approach. The women are trying to go for it. What I noticed on a lot of these early records is the lack of compression. You know, once in a while, they hit one of those notes, and it just sends the needle, pins it to the top. Well, it's the thing about analog. Pre-compression, I guess. Continuing now, what do we got next? Oh, a little ditty by Jack Kaufman and Arthur Fields from 1919 on the Columbia label, entitled Breeze, Blow My Baby Back to Me. That's right. Bring her back. Because you don't know what you got till it's gone. I tell you, folks, keep that in mind. That thing you got, the other thing looks better. Think long and hard about that. Think long and hard about it. Continuing now with the pioneering African American artist, Mr. Carroll C. Clark. Oh, this record is from about 1909, and there were not a lot of opportunities for African Americans to make serious recordings in 1909. Never mind serious, to make recordings at all, as you can imagine, in a highly segregated recording industry. But somehow Carroll Clark was able to get in there and do it. And weirdly, the catalogs really wouldn't show his picture. They really wouldn't allude to the fact that he was an African-American singer, that he was black. Typical of the times. And but the fact remains that he was one of the few to make some serious recordings before the atmosphere loosened up around 1920. So here he is doing a number called Sleep time, my honey. Yeah, sort of a typical ballad of the period, but does have some historical significance. Yeah. Continuing with Mr. Harry Talley. I pulled this record out today. This is an oldie. We're looking at about 1900 here with this record. Definitely put a new needle on here. Yeah, Egypt has always been source of fascination for the Western world. And Mr. Harry Talley, born in Memphis, Tennessee, putting it out there also with this song called Egypt from about 1900. Harry Talley really was out there, one of the early pioneering recording artists, doing songs like Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly, and a version of Come Josephine in My Flying Machine. Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Very recognizable tenor voice he has. So these early records can be particularly noisy. But this is the Antique Phonograph Music Program, so you're used to that, right? All right. Far, far away.
And if the name is Egypt, then I can understand why everyone is happy there. For all I beg and pray is just to be where I can see my Egypt every day. Most every colored lady's got a man that she likes best, but it ain't so with one I know. He's different from the rest. A lovely name, it's just the same as Egypt. And I say, I sometimes think she's like the Sphinx and just as far away. I'm gonna tell her Egypt, my Cleopatra. I ain't no flatterer, but this is true. I'm gonna tell her Egypt, if you don't want me, why will you haunt me the way you do? At night I dream, and then I seem in that far distant land. And oh, it's fair with Egypt there, we wander hand in hand. And when the day has died away beneath some pyramid, we stop to rest, and on my breast a lovely face is here. I feel just like Mark Anthony with Egypt all my own. And she is kind and doesn't mind our being there alone. My heart it breaks, for then I wake and find that all the while I'm on the Mississippi, so I'm dreaming of the Nile. I'm a-dreaming of her Egypt, my Cleopatra. I ain't no flatterer, but this is true. I'm a-gonna tell her Egypt, if you don't love me, why will you haunt me the way you do?
This thing about those early songs, you know, we're talking, obviously I'm playing records from the pre-electric era when there were no microphones. But the technology was changing pretty rapidly and refining this process. So those early records have a particularly distinct sound, especially the tinkly piano. It's very tinkly. Very. And later on, I'm going to have an example of how the piano advanced, how its fidelity got much better. Much, much better. All right. You're listening to the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I am your host, Mac. Every 2 weeks, alternating with Mike the Barber. Me and the Grammyphone here in the studio playing records on the machines. Now, we're going to play a late acoustic here. I thought most of Gene Austin's were electric, but this seems to be a late acoustic of his. Gene Austin, a great vaudevillian. Great song and dance, man. Here's his 1925 version of Let It Rain with ukulele and piano accompaniment.
The angels are flying, they are shedding their tears. And that's why the rain drops from the sky. The storm will pass away, there'll come a brighter day. So cheer up, dear, and dry your eyes. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let the love in your heart, dear, remain. though the dark clouds make you gloom, and we haven't much, it's true, still I'm lucky to have someone like you. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, but I know we'll be happy again. We should worry about the weather just so long as we're together. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Let it rain, because happier days are coming later, right? Yeah, I don't know if I believe that anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm just gotten cynical as I've gotten older. I just feel like worse times are coming. Let it rain, let it rain. Don't worry. We've got each other. I don't know if that's going to work anymore. I think there's going to have to be some other action to stop the rain. Yeah. Okay. Continuing with the music. So I'm here to do play music. Mr. Billy Murray, the Denver Nightingale, one of the most prolific and popular artists of the acoustic era. Oh, yeah. Hundreds of songs. Hundreds. Big ones. Even doing stuff for Max Fleischer cartoons. A career that spanned over 30 years in entertainment. Huge, huge star. Mm-hmm. And here is one of his from 1912. Billy was always, again, reflecting culture, products, ideas, transportation, entertainment. Songs about entertainment. Here he is from 1912 singing Take Me to a Cabaret. Let's go.
Popular songs, love songs, rag songs, tunes about tune. When I hear that raggedy swing, then I feel as though I must sing. Your daddy did the same thing 50 years ago. He acted in the same old way. He would hold your mother's hand, then he'd sing to beat the band a love song, and then he'd say, chocolate dreams, pounding for love it seems. If this is just a dream, pinch me, I wanna scream. Who's loving, darling, are you? Every time the band starts playing, he just looks all around, all around, all around. Then his body starts to sway, and he bows to the ground, to the ground, to the ground. Other times he's doggone lazy, but it seems that music sets him crazy, and the folks all call him Brass Bandy Paham Jones. Then come and take me to the cabaret.
There's a song, this is 1912, about 5 years later, called Take Me to the Land of Jazz. Billy Murray actually did a version of it. Marion Harris did a nice version. But man, what a ripoff of this song. It's the same melody. Take me to the land of jazz. The same way they sing it here on this one. That's pretty crazy, but... Hey, the music industry always cannibalized itself and still continues to do so. Chew it up, spit it out, mold it into something else. And I once had a friend. Well, he's still a friend, but he was kind of a fairly successful songwriter. And he said the best way for him to write a song was to start playing around with his favorite songs, twist them a little bit, mix them up a little bit, come up with a new thing from the old things. Right. Okay, so we're going to hear a bit of Italian music now. This is actually a version of Humoresque, the Dvorak tune, played by Bernardo Di Pace and Nino Di Pace. They are a mandolin and guitar duet. I'm guessing Italian descent by this. Yeah. Sweet little tune from 1917 on the Columbia label.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Pleasant little number. So I always thought that these guys were Italian, but little internet search reveals that they're from Brooklyn. At least Bernardo was. Billed as the Wizard of the Mandolin. I'm just taking this from Wikipedia right now. I have not found any information about them before. It seems like Bernardo won an international mandolin contest at the age of 11. And his grandson, Bobby DiPace, later put it, from 11 to 17, he played for Kings and Queens. He was the solo mandolinist at the Metropolitan Opera, in addition to his vaudeville shows. And actually, now I'm realizing, seeing him in his Vitaphone short, where he does actually some very good comedic work with his mandolin. It's all coming together now. That's right. Ah, I love those moments of realization. Yes. I alluded to the fact of early recordings and tinkly piano before. But by the teens, they had made really good strides with recording the voice and especially the piano. And with wonderful piano players like Felix Arndt being out there, it's great that we have his performances preserved. So here's one of his from 1917, solo piano by Felix Arndt, a tune called Marionettes. Felix really has some wonderful performances. He was a player on countless recordings with orchestras, many wonderful solo songs of classical, popular songs, and ragtime. always wonderful. And yeah, it was wonderful that the technology caught up to his playing. Very well. Continuing now with the nature singer, Mr. Charles Kellogg, who spent his life as an early naturalist, is what he was. And his recording career consisted of imitating birds. But he claims he didn't do it through whistling. He claimed he did it through the manipulation of his throat muscles. I don't know if it was true or not. You can maybe decide on that yourself. But here we have a Victor 12-inch record of his from 1917. Boy, a bunch from 1917 in a row here. This is called Sounds of the Forest, Part 1. Okay, let's hear it.
Many times I am asked which bird song I love best, and I always unhesitatingly say the mockingbird, because he is not bound by an orderly song, but pours forth his soul as the spirit moves him. Often in the middle of the night at my home in California, I am thrilled with his song, so perfectly focused with the night sounds about him. Many people suppose that the night is silent. The poets speak of the silent night. To me, after a lifetime of out-of-door sleeping, I find the night ringing with sounds of infinite variety. The crickets chirp, denote this contentment. The little frog in the brook that flows by my cabin is nightly calling and listening, until his bulbous-throated brothers respond in chorus. The great frog of Hudson's Bay and Labrador always faces upstream, pointing north, nightly calling.
Get a little moany there at the end. What the reason you say that again? I think with some practice I could do some of that. I know I could. All right, I want to squeeze in a couple more records before I got to go. What do we got next? Oh, yeah. Mr. Wes Ossman. The king of the ragtime banjo. Here's a nice early one from him on the Victor label. from 1906. This is Silver Heels. Always good to have a little Vess to wind things up on a bit of an upbeat number. So we're going to go out on a waltz tonight. Waltzes are great for the summer, I think. What better time to waltz than in the summer? Mm-hmm. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, folks. I will be back in 2 weeks. With more stuff. Haven't really had any collectors on this year yet. So always interested in hearing from collectors who'd be interested in coming on the show and talking and sharing their records. You know, there's been a lot of talk and there's been so much digitizing of material through the years. Now, you can find so much of this material online. It's been cleaned up. It's been preserved. But I still like playing the scratchy old records. I still like that act of doing that. That's why I come in with the machine. Oh my God, I had the worst traffic tonight. It took me about an hour and 45 minutes to go 12 miles. That's New York City, baby. That's the way it goes. But I made it here to play the records. And what else? Oh, yeah, you can find me on Instagram, although I haven't been too active lately. I need to get back to that. More Instagram. But I am Phonograph DJ Mac on Instagram. Phonograph DJ Mac. You can follow my adventures. And always able to email me here at WFMU, mac@wfmu.org. with any questions, inquiries. And I always like to talk about my Facebook page, which is called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts, which gives people the opportunity to just talk about these machines, experts, novices, and everyone in between. So that's going to about do it for this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to leave you with one more, which is it's actually the B-side of the record we heard to start the show off, the Riverside Bells Waltz. This is the Youth and Beauty Waltz, a Victor record from 1916. And that's what I'll be leaving you with. So, folks, until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Perlmutt scheint, Perle wird, Mutter weint, Kindlein stirbt, in Korallen und im Traum, unsere Spucke wird zu Schaum, wildes Schillern, fremder Glanz, in den Haaren, Algenkranz, sieben Zeichen, dumpfer Schlag, unter Wasser, neuer Tag, Bild aus Gräten, Bild aus Licht, Leiche im Sand und im Gesicht, 30 Igel auf dem Stein, schwarze Stacheln in dem Bein, Gift, das beißt und Gift, das heilt, eine Wunde, die nicht reißt. Was einst war, das nimmer wird, das Meer gebar, das Meer gebiert.